The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening. We're so glad you're with us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. And this is a special episode, and we're doing a tribute to mothers. We know Mother's Day was this past Sunday. However, every day we should celebrate the wonderful mothers who have been in our lives or who are in our lives. And so it is our hope that during our time together, you will feel inspired, encouraged, and hopeful by the word of God that we share and the music that we play. It is me. It's your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And right here with me, I have my co-host, my wonderful husband, Tyrone Young, who's going to give you greetings at this time.
Hello, everyone. So glad to be here for this special edition of A Dose of Hope. And I just want to say to my lovely wife, happy Mother's Day to you.
Right. Thank you, husband. I appreciate that. I thank you for all the wonderful gifts that I got and the card and the dinner. I just had a wonderful time of celebration on Mother's Day, but not just Mother's Day. My husband is so awesome to me every single day, and I'm so grateful. And my children as well. My family took me out, and I just had a wonderful time of celebration. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you did too, for all the mothers who are out there. So we're gonna have a little fun with it. We wanna think of some of the things that we have heard mothers say down through the years growing up. Those things that are kind of etched in our minds.
Yes, I do.
And at some point or another, we might have found ourselves saying it to our kids. You know, so I can think of a couple. How about you?
I can definitely think of a couple.
Okay, you can start.
Okay, so one definitely always fills my mind is, you better be home before those street lights come on.
Okay, yes, indeed. Home in front of the door. We know how that went growing up. We'd be outside playing day long, but we knew street lights and we knew what that meant. That one. I remember that one
absolutely,
very well.
Absolutely.
Now, mine was this one, and I never quite got the meaning of it.
Okay.
Stop all that crying before I give you something to cry about.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
a classic.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, you already did. That's why I'm crying. But, you know, nevertheless, I think I might have said it a time or two to our kids.
Yes.
If my memory serves me well.
Yes.
How about, you got another one?
So definitely one that I always think of, you better not let me have to come down to that school, because if mom had to take off work to come see about you at school, you know you was catching it in front of the whole class.
Okay, that was not a good day.
Absolutely
yes,
not.
Indeed.
Absolutely not.
And see, back in the day, corporal punishment was allowed.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not going to go too far there because it's bringing back memories.
Ooh.
I'm almost traumatized.
Sorry
but,
about that,
you know,
my dear.
Listen, we are who we are today because of the love and the discipline of
That's
our
right.
mothers and fathers.
Amen.
And so I'm trying to think of one more.
Okay.
This was about being a follower.
Oh, right.
Okay, so if all your friends jump off the bridge, are you gonna go with them?
Oh, yeah.
So you know, it was a rhetorical question. You dare not answer it, but the point was, don't make those wrong decisions following the crowd.
Right.
And we could go on and on and on about some of the funny, you know,
yes.
one-liners that our
yes.
mothers said to us, but a lot of them, most of them, you know, I can say today, mom knew what she was talking about.
That's right.
When
that's
I was younger, I didn't think so. But I'm old enough now to know. She knew what she was
that's
talking
right.
about. And so I'm so grateful, so
Thank
grateful
God.
For my mother,
yes.
who I had pleasure of spending Mother's Day with, and
yes.
and my mother-in-law didn't see her, but I was able to reach out and wish her mother's happy Mother's Day, excuse me, and you know, all those wonderful mothers, my aunties and
yes.
and pastors and friends, all those wonderful mothers in my life, I thank God
yes,
for them every
do.
Day.
Absolutely.
Now there's some famous quotes that inspirational quotes that came across, and just wanted to share some of those with you for just a little while. Just going to share a few, but these spoke to us. And so you want to go? You want to start?
Sure. This one is special. It says, a mother's love for her child is like nothing else in the world. It knows no law, no pity. It dates all things and crushes down remorselessly all that stands in its path. And that was from Agatha Christie.
Oh, wow. That was a good one. All right. And this one is a very famous individual who has gone on to be with the Lord. But it says, I will look after you, and I will look after anybody you say needs to be looked after. Any way you say, I am here. I brought my whole self to you. I am your mother. And that was a quote from Maya Angelou. So she's very well known for many, many famous poetry quotes and poetry. And so thank God for all of her contributions to society.
Absolutely.
Do you see any other, or can you think of any other, should I say?
Okay, so this one is another one that came to mind. A mother is clothed with strength and dignity, laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. And that comes from Proverbs 31:25.
All right. I love that one. That's a favorite. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
We can never, ever go wrong with the word of God and
Amen.
What he says about mothers and how special and important they are. Now, I'm going to close with this one.
Okay.
I like this one, but this is my disclaimer. Please don't take offense. These are not my words.
Ooh.
It says, it's not easy being a mother. If it were easy, fathers would do it. No offense, husband.
Oh.
And that is a quote from Dorothy from The Golden Girls.
Okay, Dorothy. All right.
Now, The Golden Girls is one of my favorites. My mom watches it often, and so I watch it with her, and we sit and laugh and have a good time. But
yes.
we know that the job of a mother and a father, our parents, it's not an easy job, especially for those who are parents.
That's right.
But it's worth it.
Amen.
You know, to be able to love and impart to our children and nurture and cherish and train them in the ways of the Lord
yes.
and the ways they should go, and then to see the results.
That's right.
It's got a wonderful ROI. You know, when you see your children doing
yes.
well and being blessed, and sometimes, you know, they even surprise you and repeat some things that you've told them. They're
All
paying
right.
attention.
That's right.
So we just wanted to continue to give tribute to mothers, to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And in this special edition, we're going to share some music with you that we hope will encourage your hearts and let you know we see you. We're so grateful for you. Keep doing what you're doing, mothers.
Yes.
You're doing a great job.
Yes, you are.
You know, one of the things I love in Isaiah 66 and 13, God compares his love to that of the love of a mother.
Ooh.
That's pretty high ranking.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's up there. And we understand that at the time of creation, God established the figure of a mother because he created Eve from the rib of Adam.
That's right.
Eve was considered to be the mother of all. And that's in Genesis 3:20. And so the importance of honoring parents is mentioned not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. And these scriptures are repeated for a reason. God wanted all humans to understand the significance of honoring their fathers and their mothers. And this is to this is connected to long life, longevity. It says, honor your father and your mother. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Yes, it is.
That your days may be long. And so, you know, we want to encourage you to honor your mothers, not just on Mother's Day.
That's right.
And and your fathers, not just on Father's Day, mm-hmm. but every single day.
Yes.
Because, you know, until you become a parent, you really don't appreciate or understand how challenging it can be at times. And talk about making ways out of no way. Ooh, and, you know, making a, what did they used to say? Make a dollar out of 15 cents. Oh, my word.
Yes.
So we want to encourage your parents. We're praying for you.
Absolutely. I'm
praying your strength, covering, praying for you, your children, and everyone connected to you. So we hope that today you'll enjoy our show.
Yes.
Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleeps.
Every day feels like Mother's Day. She is with me in my heart. I can often hear my mother's voice. We will never, ever be apart. Every day,
every day
feels like
seems just like Mother's Day.
She is with me.
Mama is right here.
there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. And no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Ooh, you knew I love you,
mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There was so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
friends, that's our show for today. And as always, we want to thank you so much for joining us. Want to give a shout out to some of the mothers out there who always listen to us faithfully. Miss Carol Jones, happy Mother's Day, yes, my sister, my friend. Day. Christine Farnham, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Debbie
Day.
Brewington, yes. My auntie, happy Mother's Day. And to all the mothers, Miss Valerie Winston, God bless you. Happy
bless
Mother's
you.
Day.
Yes.
All the mothers who are out there listening, we wish you a happy Mother's Day, and may it last every day of the year.
Amen.
And so we never want to leave without offering an invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we're going to go through the ABCs real quickly today.
So A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness.
We believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as a payment for your sins.
And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life.
And then pray and invite the Lord into your life as Savior and Lord. And if you do all that, guess what, my friend? You are saved. Woo. Yes, beloved, it's just that simple. We encourage you from here to get connected with a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church so you can grow in community with other believers who are like-minded. Well, that's all for now, beloved. Thank you again so much for joining us. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
Be safe.
Be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.
Time.